There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. A joint agreement between Israel and Germany has been agreed to, which provides extra nursing care support to Holocaust survivors and an additional 14,000 survivors. So far, allowances have only been paid to a limited number of Holocaust survivors who were, until now, identified as patients needing the greatest care. This will amount to an extra 1,200 shekels per month to their allowance, and the recent agreement was reached between the Ministry for Social Equality, the Foreign Ministry, the Claims Conference, and the German Ministry of Finance. Israel's Social Equality Ministry has confirmed that vigorous efforts are being made to ensure that survivors receive these payments and also improve quality healthcare services to their homes. On to updates from Canada now, where a Canadian Jewish group is calling on political parties in Quebec to prioritize the fight against anti-Semitism as a major priority in the province's forthcoming October 3rd elections. The Center for Israel and Jewish Affairs in Quebec reports a 67% increase in religious-related hate crimes across the province, of which 55% targets the Jewish community. The CIJA has recommended enhanced law enforcement responses to hate crimes, annual reports on incidents of discrimination issued by schools, eradicate discriminatory practices in the workplace, and effective monitoring of online hate speech. Moving south across the border to New York, and have you heard of Touro University? Well, established back in 1971, it provides not only the Jewish community an opportunity to gain a college degree without compromising their Jewish principles, but also serves and assists other communities. Amongst many countrywide educational projects, Touro plans to establish a College of Osteopathic Medicine in Great Falls, Montana, which has a high proportion of Native American residents. Touro also runs several nursing and physician assistant programs around the country and is presently recording more non-Jewish students than Jews, fulfilling its objective of not only serving the Jewish community, but assisting and uplifting society as a whole. Staying on U.S. university-related latest news, the Supreme Court has rejected Yeshiva University's emergency request to halt a ruling by a New York State judge ordering the Jewish institution to recognize a Pride Alliance LGBTQ student group. The ruling requires the university to carry out an action that conflicts with its core and basic religious principles. The university does have the option of turning to the Supreme Court if it is not able to block the ruling in New York State courts, which it intends doing. The latest from Australia, and the student union at the University of Adelaide has dismissed an editor of its campus student magazine after calling for death to Israel in an article published last month. Habiba Jaguri concluded an article with the offensive phrase "death to Israel," apparently motivated by the three-day conflict last month between Israel and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad in the Gaza Strip, which killed close to 50 Palestinian civilians. The university student body, UX, has also confirmed that her dismissal is also based on her conduct and behavior besides the article's publication, such as repeatedly chanting "death to Israel" during a recent student meeting and laughing and provoking offended Jewish students when challenged. And finally, on an encouraging note, the largest Jewish wedding ever celebrated in the United Arab Emirates was recently held, consisting of 1,500 guests from both the Arab and Jewish worlds, from Emirati royalty, prominent rabbis, dignitaries, and many from the region's growing Jewish community. The wedding, regarded as the largest Jewish event in the Arabian Gulf in recent history, was held in Abu Dhabi's Hilton Yas Island and signifies an increase of Jewish communal life in the Emirates. Recent research shows that Jews from around the world are flocking to the United Arab Emirates because of growing Jewish lifestyle and infrastructure and the kosher options available as a result of the groom's efforts, that's Rabbi Duchman, along with the UAE government support and the recently signed Abraham Accords. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.